Montalvo's going to phone me. She sat back on her heels. Any time now. He must have known we'd find out fairly quickly that his surprise package was a fake. He's going to do a follow-up. Maybe. No, maybe. Her gaze was fastened on the head. He's going to do it. I couldn't be more certain. The house phone rang. She jumped to her feet and ran toward the phone.
Did you get it? Montalvo asked.
What kind of sadistic bastard are you? What did you think to accomplish by that macabre joke?
You did get it. Then my timing is impeccable. I couldn't have my courier stick around to make sure. There was always the chance Quinn might set out on his trail, and the man is valuable to me.
I got it, and it didn't fool me for more than a minute. Whoever did it was no expert.
I didn't have a lot of time to have it done properly. He paused. I had to examine my options. I was going to send you Gonzalez's head, but I like this alternate better. I figured it would get your attention.
Is Gonzalez still alive?
Perhaps. Perhaps not.
Tell me. He didn't speak. I told you I'd talk to you about the reconstruction.
You were stalling me. I knew that would be your first reaction. Since I couldn't get a commitment from you, I thought I'd take our negotiations a step further.
Did you kill Gonzalez? Saldano thought you would.
And Saldano believes he knows me very well.
What about Saldano? We couldn't reach him.
He didn't answer her.
Did you like the photo? I took it from Gonzalez's wallet. It's a good likeness of him. Much better than that exhibit I sent you.
Is he still alive?
And his wife and children? A handsome family, aren't they? His wife and the boy and girl live in a village near the compound. He got a note from them yesterday. They don't understand why he didn't come to see them this weekend.
Then let him go.
I can't do that.
Because he's dead?
Why don't you come here and see for yourself?
Tell me.
He didn't answer for a moment.
I don't like playing these games with you. He's not dead. Yet. Neither are his wife and children.
His family? You were going to kill his family?
Ask Saldano what the punishment is for traitors among we savages here in the hills. One must have a deterrent to keep men from stepping over the line. Examples must be set.
Children?
No one knows better than you that children are far from sacred.
You son of a bitch!
I'll make you a bargain. You come and do my reconstruction, and I'll forget about setting examples. I'll send Gonzalez and his family away and forget they exist.
I couldn't trust you.
You can, you know. I keep my word.
Bull.
You're quite right. You don't know me. I'll have to give you something you want enough to take the risk.
Let me see. Ah.
I have it.
He was silent a moment.
I hear a faint echo. Am I on speakerphone?
Yes.
Because you wanted Quinn to hear every word. Turn it off. This is just between you and me.
I'd only tell him what you said after you hang up.
It's possible. Why don't we see? Turn it off.
Joe motioned for her to turn it off. She picked up the phone and pressed the switch button.
Talk. What are you going to offer me that I can't refuse?
What do you want most in the world? What drives you and haunts you?
She found herself stiffening.
I want answers, not questions.
You want one answer.
He paused and then said softly,
Bonnie. It's all about Bonnie, isn't it?
I'm going to hang up.
No, you won't. Because there's no road you won't go down to find your Bonnie. Even one as murky as the one where I live. I'll be very brief. You want to find the remains of your daughter. You want to find her killer. The pervert they executed didn't kill her. You thought you'd found the true killer years ago, but you're not sure. You couldn't prove it. I'll find your Bonnie for you. I'll find her killer. And if you want me to do it, I'll dispose of him for you so that you don't have to rely on the courts to do it.
You can't promise me that.
I can do it. I have a lot of strings I can pull, and I know that criminal underbelly very well. I've been dealing with them ad nauseam of late. We strike a bargain, and you get what you want. I get what I want.
I get lies. You get your reconstruction. I probably end up in a grave in the jungle.
That won't happen. I give you my word. But I can see how you might doubt my capability to do what I'm claiming. I can understand your skepticism.
I'd be crazy not to be skeptical.
When you refused the money, I thought it might come down to this, so I started making plans. I thought I'd set up a test for myself to show you that I can do what I say.
A test?
The reconstruction you're working on. Have you finished it?
Yes.
Fax me a photo.
Why?
You want to know who he is and who killed him. I'll find out for you. I told you I had many contacts.
The police can find that out once they have the photo.
Will they try as hard as I will? Even after they know who it is, will they go after the killer with every means possible?
I don't think so. She didn't think so either. The ratio of murderers found and convicted, even after the bodies were identified, was not that impressive. How would you do it?
Oh, I wouldn't murder anyone unless that's what you wanted. Intimidation, bribery, whatever it takes. He paused. Send me the photo. What do you have to lose? You haven't committed. It's only a test to see if I can give you what you want. This is a freebie. The big pot of gold is at the end of the rainbow. I don't give you Bonnie until you do the reconstruction. I'll expect a photo within the next 24 hours.